Report, the 61st, major sink. There's a moment we're holding in there. We're holding excess water from other individuals. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح مائكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. Look, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the water for you salty, then فمن يأتيكم, or if you're إن أصبح مائكم غورا, if your stream was lost one morning in the underground, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ, then who will come to you with a clear flowing water? And this is really one of those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we really take for granted. We really take for granted, and we don't know how much of a blessing water is, and warm water is, until you don't have it. When my family was in Zambia, and when we would, you know, go and visit, I mean, they actually had to endure it. I'd only be there for a week at a time. But you would see, for example, when the water pump stopped working, then you had, you know, have to go and take buckets and drive to someone's house and fill up the bucket and then bring it back, and then they put on the chula, and then you have to warm it, and then you try to take up. I mean, then that's what you would use for bathwater. And it's really, cumbersome. And this is in a more developed area where you have, there was at least some electricity, and at least there was some civilization. You look at in other places where really people don't have access to water. And if you look at the sheer statistics, it's estimated that about a billion people lack access to water worldwide. And maybe almost 2 to 3 times that find that water is scarce at least 1 month out of a year. So maybe not the whole year, because you have places where they have rainy season where there will be enough water. But in other portions of the year, especially when it's dry and there's drought, then people don't find enough water. So overall, you could say that 1 in 10 people in the world lack access to safe water. And 1 in 3 people in the world don't have a toilet. In fact, at least the statistics show that there are more people in the world that have cell phones than have toilet. Which actually is, I think, a sad commentary on the state of humanity and where our priorities are, but they lack access to a toilet. So if you just were to run the numbers, if you take the entire population of the United States and you were to double it, that's about how many people have lack access to safe water. And so it's been said that the water crisis is the number one global risk, and based on its impact on society in terms of how much devastation it can actually cause. And this was based on a World Economic Forum. They had declared it back in 2015. I mean, not very long ago, in January 2015, so just about a year ago. It can really be an issue when you don't have water. Life really can come to a standstill. And I mean, how many times have we really been in our whole entire life, look back, was there a time that you were so thirsty and you can get your hands on water? I mean, you find it. It's not that, it's like we can't think about one time, but imagine there's small children out there, they're thirsty, they can't get their hands on water. There's nowhere to go. There's elderly out there, they can barely walk, they can't get their hands on water. There's nowhere to go. You can't go to your local Publix. You can't go to the local well. Everything is dry. There's nowhere to go. And it's really a blessing for us, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to desire, we could have just as easily been in that position. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us plentiful water and puts us in a situation where we have plentiful water should make us thankful. And this is the general attitude we should have for any blessing in our life, that when we get that blessing, then we should seek to share that blessing with others. It's not supposed to empower us in selfishness, that, you know, you have the haves and the have-nots, that you're not rich because you're not smart enough. You're not rich because you're not clever enough. You're not rich because you're not good enough. You're not privileged and educated because there's something wrong with you. When the reality of this has nothing to do with who's so intelligent or who is deserving or not. This was just the fadl of Allah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It's the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should be our approach to all the different blessings that we have in our lives. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. So if you have education, then teach someone. If you have food, then feed someone. If you have water, then give someone to drink. If you have time, then aid someone and assist them. If you have intelligence, tutor someone. If you have strength, help those who are weak. The idea is that the way that we preserve the blessings that we have is by paying for it and sharing that with others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He tells us to do it, He exemplifies it Himself. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, who is the one who gives us water? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. And if he were to stop it from us, then there is no one who could bring sweet. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to turn all of the water of the world salty, then who would bring us sweet water to drink? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states in a narration Bukhari, لَا تَمْنَأُ فَضْلَ الْمَا لِتَمْنَأُ بِهِ كَلَا. That do not withhold excess water to withhold pasturage. And it's narrated in a different place that, and this is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, that whosoever denies his surplus water or pasturage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall deny him his blessings on the Day of Judgment. In another riwayah, it comes, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are three people, He won't even look at, He won't talk to them. You know, when a father is really mad, he says, don't even talk to me. Just get away from me. Don't even talk to me. This will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state with those such individuals. He said, لَا يُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. And He won't exonerate him. وَلَهُمْ أَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. رَجُلٌ عَلَى فَضْلِ مَاءٍ بِفُلَاتٍ يَمْنَأُهُ مِنْ إِبْنِ السَّبِيلِ. That there will be an individual who withholds excess water from a traveler in the desert. وَرَجُلٌ بَايَعَ إِمَامًا لَا يُبَاعِيهُ إِلَّا لِلدُّنْيَا فَإِنْ أَعْطَاهُ مِنْهَا وَفَى لَهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ يُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا لَمْ يَفِ لَهُ. And then the one who sells his merchandise after Asr in the late afternoon, swearing by Allah that he paid more for it than he actually did. And then the next one is, the translation is off. The man who gives his pledge to a governor only for the sake of the dunya and is only loyal if he gets something out of his worldly life. And then the last one is the one that who sells some merchandise after Asr in the late afternoon, swearing by Allah that he paid more for it than he actually did. And perhaps the reason that they mention late afternoon is you can't see the thing that you're selling very clearly. I remember when we were looking for a car to buy for my wife in Zambia when she first got there for the family. It was me and my brother-in-law, we're going to share to buy a car because he was coming after a year. And so there was a local alim or mufti who was selling a car. So we said, we want to go and check it out. Or I told him to go and look at it. And he said, no, I can't show you the car. So we're like, why wouldn't you show the car? He said, no, it's dark outside now. You won't be able to see if there's some fault in it. Come back later. So even in this day and age, there are people of taqwa that they just don't study the books, but they actually live the books. So one of the people were the people who withholds excess water from a traveler in the desert. And the reason that this is so bad and that this is so evil, because this is the ultimate in stinginess. This is the ultimate in stinginess. That a person doesn't want to give for the sake of not giving. His hand is so close, he's so tight-fisted that it hurts him to open his hand. He's not going to lose anything by giving. It's just something up here, it's psychological. He doesn't need it, it's empty, it's extra, it's just sitting there. And sometimes you have people like that who have extra money just sitting in the bank, right? These large sums. Someone comes and they're genuinely in need And you know that they're going to give it back to you, meaning that they said that, look, you know, my money's stuck up somewhere. It's coming tomorrow. Here are the papers to show that it's coming tomorrow. It's your friend of yours. You understand their situation. And you're like, no, brother, you know, I don't think I can help you out. And the person's completely stuck. Right? They just get caught in the stuck. It wouldn't have cost the person anything, but he didn't like it to go out of his milkiyah. He didn't like something to just leave his bank account because he felt insecure. That's like manu fadlil ma. That person just doesn't like for it to go out of his hands.